This is Psychic Social, brought to you by psychic.co.uk.
Welcome to Psychic Social. Thank you for joining us today on our podcast. And we are going to be talking about another card in the classic tarot deck again today with the lovely Nikki Allen, psychic medium. So we're going to be talking about Justice today, which is card number 11 in the major arcana of the classic tarot deck. And Nikki has joined me again today to talk about this card. Nikki, thank you very much for joining me today again.
Oh, darling, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. And I love this card when this comes up. Oh, my God, I do a massive whoop when this comes up in a reading, I've got to say. Anyway, thank you for having me, my darling.
That's okay. No, it's a very, very interesting card. So please, yes, if you could tell everyone your take on this card and maybe just give everyone an idea about, you know, the imagery in it, what it all means, some colours, stuff like that. And then maybe after that, sort of how you might interpret it in a sort of three card spread or even maybe even a Celtic cross, dependent on the cards around it.
Yeah, of course. Now, with the Justice card, she comes under, I call it a she. It's like, you know, people call cards she, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and boats. So I'm going to call her a she. She, she comes up under 11, which represents balance anyway, 11, in all numbers, numerology and the angel numbers. Also, it comes under the air sign of Libra. That's the first thing to remember with this card. So we see her holding a sword of justice. We also see her holding the scales of truth. So first of all, I always see this card as truth, justice, and judgment. Okay, now with the red robes, she's showing that I've got inner strength, that I can look and solidly make decisions with fairness and balance. Okay, so it's a strong base chakra color that we have her wearing. Behind, we have the purple cloth, which represents using intuition and also the spiritual behavior of karmic forces. So that's how I see it. That's how I've always seen it from a child. And my granddad showed me this card. You know, perhaps modern descriptions of this would be different, but to me, this is how I was taught them. So we have this, because I will go into the karma thing in a minute, because it's very important in this card. And you've got the two pillars of justice. Everything's represented with balance. Can you see? Because you've got like the two scales. You've got 11, which obviously I know it's in Roman numerals, but it's 1-1, and then we've got the two solid foundations of truth. It's all about truths and foundation and solidarity, this card. Now, if you look, she's just got one little foot hanging out, which is the spiritual dipping in.
Right.
And this represents spiritual karmic forces. Okay. So what's happening is the sword is pointing as above, and the scales are pointing so below. So it's all representing balance, okay? Now, the white foot represents spiritual karma. So this isn't just a card of justice, as in you're going to court, you're going to win, you know, you're dealing with the police or you're dealing with the courts or whatever it is, you know, lawyers, law, because that's the first thing you think of when you see justice. You think it's going to be to do with that. Yes, it is. So, for instance, if the querent is saying, you know, oh God, you know, I've got a court case coming up, or I've got my divorce hearing coming up, and this card comes up and it's next to positive card, you're like, you're going to smash it, love. You're going to absolutely smash this. You're going to win it. So it's a very favorable card for you winning, you know, in any sort of legal procedure. However, this is what I love about this card, because it's got a little cheeky twist, right? The little toe, the little foot, the spiritual thing is, however, how have you behaved when judgment comes, right? So what it's doing is it's saying, yes, there will be justice, but what you deserve.
Right.
So just say, for instance, if you, let's just say divorce hearing for the sake of sakeness, right? And you've been nasty, manipulative, you've hidden things, you've been horrible, or you've, like, you know, intimidated your ex-partner, whatever, then the karmic forces of the justice card say that, well, you'll get what you deserve from your behavior. There is a spiritual element of karmic forces involved in this card. It's that's what I love about it. So it's just desserts. However, if you've acted favourably, honourably and been honest, you will get what is reflected from your behaviour. Does that make sense?
So it's very karmic. Like you said, you know, a minute ago, it's a very karmic dependent card.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So, and I always say, have you, you know, it's a bit like Santa. Have you been good?
You've been good. I was just about to say Santa. It's like talking to the kids, isn't it? Have you been good? Because if you haven't.
Have you been a good boy? Because this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, so what I'm trying to get across from that is that, you know, God, we all get, you know, we've all got bad traits in our humanity. Mm. However, if you're the instigator of lies, deceit, nastiness, it doesn't mean you're going to get justice just because the cards come up. It basically means that you'll be judged for how you've behaved and you'll get what's coming. So I've also had the argument, you know, about, because I always get the arguments, well, yeah, but I lost in my court case and I was the honest one. Yeah, but that person's now got to deal with his karma and there's a reason that that's happened and you'll see how you benefit from that later on, you know. And so something will always come about that brings that in, because you've got to remember as well, it's not just judgment, there's compassion. That's part of what the purple veil's about. You know, there's a spiritual element to this card, and the compassion part is, you know, that she will, justice will be compassionate about what's happened in your life, okay? And, you know, will warn you or encourage you that there will be consequences to your behavior, spiritual consequences to it. So you will be rewarded for being honest, for being normal, for being friendly, for being amicable. And hence, the person that hasn't been that, they will be rewarded in the same way, but obviously very detrimentally.
Yeah.
So that's, do you see what I mean? That's what I love about the cards.
Of course, because, you know, karma can get very complicated, can't you? If we start looking in depth to it, and the actions and reactions, and the stuff that happens as a byproduct of those things that people do may not be instantaneous, may they? It might, someone might do something negative and it could be 20 years down the line that you get hit with the karma off the back of that.
Absolutely. But this card is telling you, she tells you, justice tells you, rest assured, karmic forces are at play. And then you've got to trust that, because, the you know, this is the thing. Sometimes I get people that say, I just want justice. And I go, oh, my God, you got the justice card. You're going to so get it. You are going to get it. You're going to win in court. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And it's all it's almost like spontaneous. Other times, the lesson for you to get from that card is, do not allow yourself to go down the rabbit hole of hate, resentment against that person because what's happened. Your lesson is to move on and trust that justice and all the other elements of karma will come into play and will reward you and condemn the other person as and when it's supposed to happen. Sure. And, you know, a lot of the time, magically, temperance comes up next to justice. Magically, that comes up because it reminds you to be patient, and it's divine timing, and that everything will flow when it's supposed to.
Yeah, and try not to think too much and too deeply about the outcome of whatever that was for the other person, because that's their own karmic kind of cycle, isn't it? And I always try and think these days, I just try and think as hard as possible every day to, you know, react and act and deal with the people I see daily with love, forgiveness and compassion. I keep saying that, love, forgiveness and compassion, because although it's very, very difficult for human beings to do that on a daily basis because we've all got our stresses and all those kind of things. But I find if I just stay conscious enough to tell myself that love, forgiveness, compassion every day, it's a bit of a kind of affirmation mantra that I do, then, you know, when those things come along and there's karmic things where you really want someone, I want them to get it, you know, I try and remind myself just, you know, karma will move and that will happen for them and it's not anything to do with you.
Exactly. It is the hardest lesson that humans have to learn, to send love, send compassion and send peace to the people that have created hell in your life.
Yeah.
It is really hard
really
to do.
Really tough. Yeah. And,
You know, because if you sit in the energy, they're renting your head, your mind, your heart and your whole being for free. And they're on their way. you know, waiting, and the karma will come.
You're only damaging you, aren't you?
That energy of not moving on from whatever's been brought to you. Mm. And I have to say, you know, when I'm giving myself a reading, it doesn't even have to be a big thing. If I just think, oh God, when's that going to end? And then the Justice card comes up, I think, yes. Mm. It's the balance is coming soon, because remember, it's not just about seeking the truth. It's about balance of the scales. And so balance will be restored. And I always liken this card to Archangel Raguel, the Archangel of Harmony, Balance and Justice. And, you know, ending things that are really pulling us down as a person. Mm. So she's a, don't worry, I'm here. I hear you. I'm sorting this out. You will get the result you deserve.
Mm. It kind of, you know, I was just thinking while you're talking as well there, it just reminds me of a kind of, there's a guru, Indian guru guy I follow on TikTok. He's quite famous, but I remember him saying in a lecture once that he was like, you know, talking about good and bad and karma and things like that. And he just said, you know, a little bit will go your way, a little bit will go my way, you know, and that's, although it's very subtle, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yep.
In terms of karma and people's lives, you know.
Absolutely right. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't even happen in the lifetime. Mm. I've seen the karmic forces at play when, you know, souls go up to the spirit world, to the cherubim chamber. So they will, you know, it's the law of attraction. You can't beat the law of attraction. You can't beat the laws that exist, that what you give out to the universe, you don't get back. You will get it back. It will come back on you.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that, actually.
It doesn't matter about time.
Exactly.
And my guide, Juliana, says, you all think of TikTok time. He says TikTok time. Yeah. It makes me laugh so much. He said, stop waiting on TikTok time. Just let it be that the universe will flow in its own spikes of energy and deliver what needs to be deserved to each soul.
Yeah. Yeah,
when and he said so
law,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So he is, and when he said law of attraction, there, I was just going to bring that up actually, because that was something I wanted to ask you about the card as well. But you've just probably answered it for me there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you literally, she represents truth, compassion, and balance, right? And so that's what you need to do with any situation, no matter how trivial it is, or if it's a major thing that's completely ruined your life. Think of those three words and just send them. When I first had to do it, but I do it all the time now, people that annoy me or people that hurt me, and I literally put the truth, compassion, balance in a heart, in my mind's eye, and I blow it like a kiss, a bubble towards that person, and then I shut them down, lock them and move on. That's how you do it. You shut it down before it becomes a cancer otherwise. It's like a malignant cancer where it just eats at you. What are they doing? Why are they enjoying themselves? Why have they got it good? Why la 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 la? And you just literally are living their lives.
And you're telling yourself a story in your head which is completely fabricated and not the truth. So it's a double whammy, isn't it? You're beating yourself up over something that is just in your imagination. Hi, hope you're enjoying the show today. Now, we have a brand new horoscope email you can subscribe to at psychic.co.uk. All you have to do is wait for the pop-up to show on the website and then enter your email and star sign, and every Sunday night we'll email you a free horoscope for the week ahead. Now, you can dive in one step further if you wish and take a look at our Horoscope Plus memberships. This is your weekly horoscope plus a lot more. There are three memberships to choose from, and we've covered all budgets, we feel. So the Robin membership gives you private exclusive access to a more detailed horoscope on the member horoscope pages at the website, and a chance to win a psychic reading via Zoom each month. And you'll get a free access code as well to the taster version of our amazing video tarot course with Nikki Allen, 10-Hour Tarot. Now, this membership is just £1.99 per month, and you can cancel it anytime you like. There's a ton of stuff in there for such a small amount of money, so much value. The next membership we've got is the Feather membership. It's a step up from there, and it's just £5.99 per month, and you can also cancel anytime for that one too. Now, as a Feather member, you'll get a much more detailed, in-depth horoscope than the Robin membership horoscope. And on that Feather member horoscope page on the website, you'll get exclusive access to that, with over 1,000 words of horoscope broken down into three sections. That's including romance, work, and family. It really will give you a fantastic insight into the week ahead every single week. You'll also get our truly amazing astrology video that's thrown in for free as well, which is 30 minutes of fantastic content on astrology. And as with the Robin membership, you'll also get a chance to win a psychic reading via Zoom every month too. So that's wonderful value in there as well for $5.99 a month for the Feather membership. And the final membership is the Angel member. That's the top level membership to access on the site. That gives you some amazing stuff, and all that info is on the website. Just head to psychic.co.uk/membership and take a look at which one will suit you. We'll put the link in the show notes of this podcast down below for you, so you can just click there and check them all out there. You can also check out the horoscope page and have a little sneak peek at what the Robin members are getting there already. That's at psychic.co.uk/horoscope. Right, now back to the show.
You're running a narrative in your head that's not even it's not even in play. Yeah. You're just projecting. What, you know, and obviously we all know thought leads to emotion, emotion leads to behaviour. And then you're in the ramifications of you, you know, doing behaviours that are going to come back on you. So, and again, this comes under the essence of the Justice card. So it really is about compassion, release and let it go. But as I say, lots of people, well, what's going to happen in this court case? And it's amazing the card comes up. And say, oh, my God, it's going to be, you're going to smash it. And I say to them, have you been honest? Have you done everything you can to make this? Yeah, good. Then it'll be, then that's what's going to happen.
Sure.
And then obviously you read the cards next to it, because, you know, some of the cards may say, oh, it's not as much as you expect, or it's not as great as you expect. There may be some sort of compromise. Or if you've got, like, for instance, the Sun card next to it, oh, my goodness.
This is what I was going to say. Could you maybe just give the people listening just a off the top of your head a sort of quick three-card past, present, future or something like that, using the Justice card as an example, just what might be
so
a reading?
So, for instance, straight away I can see, like, the Seven of Swords, right? So is it seven? Oh, my God, I've just had a mind blank.
You need to go and take the 10-hour tarot course, Nikki. Joking.
Sometimes you do, though, don't you?
There's so many. There's 78 cards.
Right. Yeah. It's just so hard sometimes. And that's why the 10-hour tarot course is so incredible.
A shameless plug.
It is a shameless plug. But when you watch and listen, it sinks in more than you trying to go through numbers and notes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I even plug it in and watch it sometimes, because we all forget
exactly
things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And there's so many nuanced meanings, isn't there, in between the cards, especially in reverse as well. So
card, so many meanings. But for instance, say you've got the Seven of Swords, right, and then you've got the Justice cards in the presence, and then you've got, say, as I say, the Sun card, right? So in the past, it's past, present, and future. So in the past, someone has betrayed you, or stolen from you, or gone against you and done something really secret or nasty behind your back, or done something not for the greater good, and they've certainly done it to hurt you.
And that's the guy walking away carrying the swords, isn't it?
He's the one running off with the swords, running away from the village, right? And so then you've then got the Justice card, and I'm like, wow, this person really hurt you. And I said, I don't know if you're going to court with them. I am actually, They cleared all my savings out when they broke up with me, and the police have been involved. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, right, okay, well, the Justice card is saying, yes, it looks like you're going to be, it's going to be really favourable for you. But hang on a minute, let's just have a look at the next card, because make sure, because you know what the law's like, and justice actually in the real world, the material world, well, not the real world, the 3D world. And so I then say, right, let's have a look. And if the Sun, you are going to smash it. You've got the Sun card. Everything emanates as positive from this card. You're going to be in energy that you're going to be full of just complete happiness, exuberance, abundance. You're going to radiate so much happiness and contentment. Everybody's going to want a piece of you. Yes, this really is going to work for you. Or potentially we could have the Judgment cards, you know, another, perhaps it's a major arcana next to it. And then he's like, actually, you know, we've got to look at who's done what here. Potentially there could be compromise, because Judgment always asks us to look at, it's very close to the Justice cards, Judgment card, very much look at who's done what and kind of get closure on it. So I said there could be compromise, you know. So you have to look at if there's a positive or negative card connected to the Justice card. But if you've got a positive major arcana card next to it, it's basically in the bag. I don't think I've ever had anybody come back and say, no, that was wrong. you just, oh my goodness, you are going to get everything you deserve in this court case. You're going to get everything you deserve in this tribunal, whatever it is. Yes, 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 yes. So, you know, you have to be careful. It's just, and the more narrative you get used to in doing tarot readings, whether for yourself or for someone else, you'll start learning the do's and the don'ts, you know, of don't judge until you do put the next card down.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I look at a card and think, oh my God, and then I look at the next one and think, oh
bugger. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just thinking as well, as obviously if you draw a kind of like a reversed, we'll talk about reverse cards, you know, we're going to go through the deck with these podcasts in upright first, but just touching on the reverse pentacles, you could get a reverse pentacle, high pentacle, you know, next to it, and that would be a bad sign, or like a five of pentacles, wouldn't it? So you have justice, and that could mean that, you know, whatever.
Yes.
It could be an unfavourable decision financially in court or something like that.
Yeah, and then, but this is what, this is a beauty of a justice card though, because you've got the spiritual element incorporated into it. Mm. So it, you know, for instance, it will say, I don't actually, darling, to be honest with you, you've got an inverted, or, you know, you've got reverse pentacle here. I'm just concerned that you don't think, you're not going to get as much as you think you're going to get. Mm. However, karmic forces are at play and something will come into your life which will make this all worthwhile.
Right.
You know, it's not always about monetary gain or I've got him back or her back. Yep. You know, the spiritual element of the justice card. So what I tend to do personally is, if I was doing a reading that way, I would then do a clarifier, another clarifier on top of the justice card to see if there's anything that would enhance, you know, the fact of the karmic, perhaps a wheel of fortune would come up. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps there's like cups cards will come up for emotional well-being, you know, perhaps there'll be a sword card come up that says, right, now your mind's clear, you're ready to recreate, you know, your head's sorted, your intellect is back in there, this is the best thing that could have happened to you, even though you didn't get the money you deserved. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's always further stories to it. This is why sometimes I don't mind doing a quick three carder, you know, past, present and future. But personally, I did a reading for myself last night with the QR tarot cards, and I just love doing readings for myself sometimes. I don't necessarily ask anything. I'm just like, oh, I'll have a little play with them. And, you know, I ended up doing at least five clarifiers because I thought, I don't get what this is, because so many people say to me, I don't really get this reading. And I say, well, get the 10-hour tarot card.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, they say, I can't work out what it is. But sometimes you need to do extra clarified just to get the full picture. Yeah. And it'll come, because there were three cards that came up. I was like, oh, hell no, that's not very good. They were really not very good cards, including the Seven of Swords. And I'm like, that's not great. Mm. But then when I then did the clarifiers on them, I then realised what it was all about. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. That's really, really good. Mm. And so, you know, sometimes don't limit yourself to how many cards you think you should put down on specifically something like the justice card. You know, keep going until you actually get the answer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Nobody says you can't, oh, you can't have any, you can only have two cards, you can only have three. No, you can put as many as you want.
No, exactly. And when you're learning, like with the 10-hour tarot course, you know, it is like, you know, we'll do one card, three card, month by month, and then you'll learn the Celtic cross. But like Nikki just said, you know, eventually you're going to move into sort of like, you can deal out however you want. I mean, I'm sure you know, Nikki, like I do, there's plenty of tarot readers out there that just will have their own way of just putting their cards down, you know, and reading. So
Absolutely. It's the same thing. I just, out of interest, the other day, because there's this new reading, I know we're digressing a bit, there's this new spread that I've come across with a wonderful gift that someone sent me who follows me on YouTube, and she sent me these wonderful Archangel Michael cards that I've never seen them for, absolutely beautiful. Wow. And there's a new way of doing it's called the Archangel Michael sword reading.
Oh.
And it's and I'm going to introduce it, actually. I'll have to show you.
I must try that.
And then I think, wow, that's lovely. And then I thought, just out of interest, and I don't know what made me do it, perhaps it's because I knew that it would be brought up in this, conversation, but I looked up the Celtic tarot, you know, spread, and so many people read it so differently.
Right, yeah.
You know, they'll say that a particular card position means this, and I'm like, no, it don't. I was taught that.
Yeah.
You know, so always stick with what your intuition says.
Yeah, on 10 Hour Tarot, I say we, but on 10 Hour Tarot, we tell you how to read the Celtic cross in a certain way, but I think it's Victoria that does it. But she does say, you know, you can. There's several different ways of reading the Celtic cross, like you just said. So exactly. There's no hard and fast way of doing it, but learn that way and then decide if you want to change it around.
Exactly. You know? And then what you do is that if that's your intuition has said that, and then try it out on a friend or somebody. Mm-hmm. If it makes sense, perfect.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the way you do it. That's the way you've channeled it. So, you know, there's no hard and fast rules, but I would certainly go by what we recommend as experienced tarot readers, and then you put your little shine on it. And as long as it makes sense to you, or if you're having someone sit for you, perfect. Keep going.
Fantastic, exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Nikki, to talk about the Justice card in the Major Arcana in the Classic Tarot deck. It's been fantastic again to have you with us. Thank you for delivering all that content for everyone and telling everyone what that was all about. I want to just say before we go that if you are enjoying these podcasts on Psychic Social, please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, especially if you can. Just drop down there and give us a quick review. If you want to find Nikki, you can find Nikki on her website, which is nikkiallen.co.uk, and we'll put a link in the show notes. And you can also find you on YouTube, can't we, Nikki, and various other places? But yeah, that's where Nikki resides. Yes, mainly.
I reside on most of the social sites, but YouTube, I have to say, has got the most beautiful. I call them my tribe.
Great following, isn't it?
Beautiful community. Everybody supports everybody in the comments. And I, of course, answer all questions concerning what anybody wants to know. So come along and join us there as well. And yet again, thank you for a lovely, lovely little connection and conversation on a very powerful card in the tarot.
Well, thank you again, Nikki. It's lovely to chat with you again about the cards. And we'll see you again for the next one, which will be The Hanged Man. So look out for that
one.
Love it. All right. Thank you, Nikki, again. Take care now.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye, darling.
You've been listening to Psychic Social, brought to you by psychic.co.uk.